Ken Dolman war das gerade mit The Man auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Ja, es ist Mittwoch, meine Damen und Herren, und das arbeitsscheue Gesindel von Flux FM feiert schon wieder. Allein die Tatsache, dass die Hälfte der Woche geschafft ist, ist für uns Grund genug, Partys zu veranstalten. Heute gibt's wieder leckeres Essen und tolle Musik im Fluxbau. Und die Musik, die kommt von Ken Dolman, einem Amerikaner, der schon seit zweieinhalb Jahren in Berlin lebt. Lange war er in Kreuzberg zu Hause. Mittlerweile ist er im Prenzlauer Berg unterwegs, hat er mir gerade erzählt. Und er wird sich jetzt an dieser Stelle vorstellen und auch ein bisschen seiner Musik präsentieren, damit wir heute Abend alle gut vorbereitet sind für seinen Gig im Fluxbau. Zunächst sage ich nochmal hello and welcome to Flux FM, Ken.
Hello, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, mein Deutsch wie können probieren, aber Englisch ist
We'll switch languages, Babylon style.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's what people are used to, actually, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
The listenership of Flux FM, they speak English fluently.
Oh, okay, good.
I really think so.
Well, that's the amazing thing about your Europeans is, well, especially being here, like we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Learning German is quite difficult when everyone speaks.
Yeah.
And speaks English, you know.
I appreciate that you're trying to learn German.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Do you visit a Volkshochschulen course or do you do it on your own?
So far I've been to one.
Oh, okay.
I've been to one full month long sort of thing.
Cool.
Which got me a little bit started. But I have been thinking about doing another one.
Okay, cool.
But I do practice a little bit with the books that I got from the first one.
Oh, wow. See? Busy man. I just told people that you're from the States originally, but you've been moving around the planet for a few years now. You've lived in Wyoming. You've lived close to New York. You've lived in Argentina and Buenos Aires
Buenos Aires, yes.
you've learned Spanish there, you just told me. And that's an interesting thing. When did you realize that you want to travel the world with your guitar and your family?
Well, to be honest, my wife is also very much a traveler. And when I met her, she was she had already been very many places. And,
okay.
And really, before she was my wife, she was my girlfriend. And we took off and went to South America for a year. And then we've just always kind of had that, you know, being in one place for too long and then sort of starting to look for something else or, you know, we lived in Wyoming before here, which was, really rural.
Wow.
There was not very, I mean, the entire state, I think there's 500,000 people in the entire state and
not
it's probably, well, it's probably, and it's probably like the size almost of Germany.
Uh-huh.
And so it's very, it's a beautiful place and there's great people and it's fun, but at the same time, we kind of missed being in a city and Berlin had always been on our radar as just a really, interesting place and plus I had some connections with, some people here to play music with.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And now you've been here for 2 years, a little bit more.
Yeah, 2 years
been
now.
2 years. Cool,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So the city has treated you nicely.
Yes, it continues to, I mean, now there's another year plan. We first came here with sort of not really knowing how long, but wanting to give it a try for at least like 6 months or so. And then turned out that things have been just progressively working better for us. And so,
I mean, if you have plans to travel Europe with your music, Berlin is a good city to stay at as well
because
it's right in the middle of Europe, right?
Yeah.
You can still afford living here as an artist, and I think it was a wise decision to come here.
Welcome
to Berlin again.
Yes, thank you.
Ken Dolman. So your wife, she's an artist as well, or
she's a teacher.
Okay, cool.
She is teaching in the Berlin Metropolitan School.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So she's there, and her real art form is cooking. I would have to say.
Okay.
We really don't need to go to restaurants because it's hard to beat.
Wow, that sounds good to me. You're busking the streets of Berlin and various cities as well. How inspiring is that, the busking scene in Berlin for you? Because when I look around, I see so many super talented people playing the streets. Alice Phoebe Lou comes to mind. I don't know if you've met her, the small South African girl with the voice of an angel and old soul inside of her body. I mean, what she talks about with 20, 21 years old, or maybe she's 23 now, but I mean, she's crazy good.
She was here at Fluxbau just Last week. Yeah, I saw her here then.
So you are connected to some of those people?
Not her specifically, okay. But I do know of her. However, I play like the Maybach Ufer mm-hmm. market, mm-hmm. And I'm connected to people there, Mo and Abbas mm-hmm. are a couple of names that come to mind. But also, we do this thing at the Gestrandet on at Janowitzbrücker yeah. on Thursday nights, starting at sunset around 6, sort of an open stage street music night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's happening every Thursday?
Every Thursday when the weather's nice.
Okay.
If it's raining, I mean, it's entirely outdoor.
But it's definitely going to happen tomorrow then, because tomorrow's going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's a good, that's like a good place to play. And it's a really good place to see music, too. There's, it's almost like it's an amphitheater. Theater or it's like a kind of big staircase.
Yes.
So
you meet up with other musicians there.
Yeah, we meet. Yeah, it's like a street musician open mic or open stage. But yeah, your sets are like half an hour, 45 minutes. Not just like an open stage where it's two songs or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds super interesting to me. I've never been there.
Yeah, and then also there's Mauer Park, of course. On Sundays, I go there. Sometimes if it's a little too crowded, I might not play or I'll move down, maybe even to like Ebbeswalder Station. Or
I thought you wanted to stay an underground artist. That's why you don't play when it's too crowded. Not too many people should get in contact with my music.
No. I mean, when there's too many artists.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? When there's no spot to find. Because sometimes it's just, there's a lot of people playing.
Cool.
Which is great. I mean, it's also good to just go and hang out and watch, you know?
Yeah. And it must be inspiring to watch all these other musicians play their stuff on the streets. And it must be great to road test new songs, right? Because
That's the thing. I mean, it's instantaneous. Yeah. Like, you really get to, you really get in touch with your songs. I mean, because for one, when you're rehearsing, you can mess up or, you can do something, and then start again, and when you're playing out all the time and you're in front of people and there's that immediacy, you can really tell what works well.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So it's a great exercise in performing live.
I think more and more bands who've never busked before, they should start, as soon as they've finished working on their new material, they should start doing that, playing their songs on the street. Because, I mean, you can really feel if a song is a good song or a mediocre song. Because you play it on the street and there's people who stop walking, start looking at you.
I've heard that the Clash used to do that.
Really?
Yes, the Clash. I think the one of the last tours of England that they did, they just showed up in places and busked.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no, it's a story I read once somewhere, but yeah, I mean, it is a great idea. I mean,
totally,
it can be very intimidating too. I mean, it can be as intimidating as playing a show.
Yeah.
Because you just all of a sudden, especially if somebody's before you and they really kill it, and then you're like, okay, I gotta try to really bring my A game here so it can be it's a great way to really perfect what you're doing. And there's also, I mean, it's decent money.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in times like these where you don't sell too many records anymore, it's a good way to make a decent money.
Yeah. As long as you go and don't let, because sometimes you'll have bad where you won't make a lot of money, but you just got to keep pushing and go for another spot, and then all of a sudden, it's really you never know.
Yes. Yeah. Let's listen to another of your songs from the Follow Me EP. Hier ist Ken Dolman nochmal mit Hate Turns to Care. Im Anschluss an den Song werden wir noch eine Live-Performance von ihm hören und dann auch nochmal einladen, vorbeizukommen in den Fluxbau. Heute Abend ab 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Es gibt leckeres Essen, es gibt Berliner Pilsner und die Musik von diesem Mann hier, Musik von Ken Dolman. Ken Dolman mit Hate Turns to Care. Der Mann, der mittlerweile im Prenzlauer Berge wohnt, der ist immer noch bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen noch ein bisschen, bevor uns eine Live-Performance kredenzt und dann auch nochmal einlädt, heute Abend vorbeizukommen im Fluxbau. Er spielt im Rahmen des Bergfestes unten auf unserer schönen Bühne. That song that we've just listened to, it's a song off your EP, Follow Me, or Hashtag Follow Me, maybe.
Hashtag Follow Me, as well.
You've released that this year. Do you have plans to record even more material here in Berlin? Do you have plans for an LP, maybe, or are you in love with a shorter EP format?
Well, yes, there is a new album actually recorded mostly.
Wow.
With the was recorded around the same time as the EP.
Uh-huh.
But we decided to release those four songs to kind of help hype or whatever, make the album more marketable, I guess. But the album is coming out October 17th.
Wow.
Yeah, is when I hope it's all going to come out at that time. You know, sometimes these dates change.
Yeah.
But I have a gig planned for Schokoladen so that would be time to
Cool. And the songs on the EP, are they going to reappear on the LP or
no? There's going to be it'll be new stuff, with the exception of The Man is going to be on there, but it's going to be the original version. At first that song was a lot more acoustic, straight up acoustic with a guitar.
Yeah,
and so we're going to put that one on the LP.
Yes,
and then the rest of the songs they're going to remain on that.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll probably add three more. I've got a couple that are recorded that might be a good fit.
Yeah, cool.
And then we have a few more that we've been working on that we'll probably get to recording soon.
Yeah, cool. It sounds interesting to me. We'll look out for your LP.
Yeah.
In October, you let us know when you know the exact release date so we can promote it here on Flux FM.
That would be great.
There's a beautiful video that you've shot on your own for the song The Man. It's animations that you've done on your own during the winter time.
Yes.
Of winter 2015, 2016, I guess.
Well, yeah, actually, well, starting, I guess, in February 2016.
Okay.
So it was like February and March. I basically cut up small pieces of paper and drew pictures and took photographs. Well, stop animation.
Yeah.
So it was a long process. But it was also after I kind of got the rhythm. It wasn't so difficult. It just was time consuming.
Yeah, sure. You
know? But I'm really happy with the results.
A second
with
in
the
film
results.
Is 24 to 25 pictures, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
A lot for a second.
Yeah. and mine, I did it, I tried to do like the ratio was more like 12.
Yeah, sure. That's
with
enough.
Like 2 seconds, you know, so so yeah, so sometimes it's a little, it's very stop motion.
Yeah.
It has that.
But I love that about the video.
Yeah.
And it has Donald Trump in it.
Yes. Yeah,
who's the man?
He is the man, I guess.
Who one should be scared of, I guess, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the man really is not just Trump, but, you know, there's all kinds of the man out there, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really just sort of, really looking at America and the political process and stuff, and then all the other stuff that sort of goes on there, and how everybody's scared and the internet, and well, scared of terrorism and things. And you know, Trump, he's you know, playing that up, playing people's fears and things. And so it's sort of part of it, I guess, is about that. But it's about a lot of different aspects of American life, I guess, really.
Yeah, it must be interesting to leave the country that you've grown up in.
It is.
And look at it from another perspective, right?
It is.
And especially nowadays, it must be kind of cool to not be there.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I guess it's like anywhere. What you hear so much negative stuff when you live on the outside, but then when you're actually there or, you know, you're in it, you know, like when I live there, I tend to tune out most of that stuff. It almost seems like I hear a lot more about it when when I'm here.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still a great place, and there's good people. And I think like most people we're not going to vote Trump. I really don't think that'll be the final.
No.
Because there's a lot of people that will vote that just aren't saying anything right now, you know, they're not a part of like the primary sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, We'll see what's going to happen.
Yes,
and
yes,
I think we all hope that Trump's not going to be the next president of the United States of America.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really doubted that he would get this
yeah,
far.
Yeah, true.
But I think when it comes time for like the whole national election, I have faith that people will.
We'll know by the end of November latest.
Yes, yes.
Ken Dolman ist bei mir im Studio. Wir haben viel gequatscht, auch über Pläne für eine LP, die noch erscheinen soll in diesem Jahr. Da freuen wir uns natürlich sehr. Jetzt wollen wir aber auch nochmal hören, wie er live spielt, denn das ist ja die Aufgabe, die er heute Abend für uns übernimmt im Rahmen des Bergfestes bei uns im Fluxbau. Now you brought your beautiful acoustic guitar.
Yes.
It's a Martin.
It is a Martin, yes.
Which is, it's always good to have a Martin.
Yeah.
Which song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Volcanoes, which is not on the EP, but might appear on the album. It's a kind of an acoustic song, more finger picking, I guess.
Finger picking, good, y'all. Yeah. Ken Dolman live auf Flux FM mit Volcanoes.
All right, thank you.
Mix sweetness and meanness. Never put anyone down. She's a bundle of nerves, mad at everything round. She flies through the air on a wave like a plane. It's never very easy for her coming back down again. Some days you're the windshield, some days you're the bug. Some days you're the washer, cleaning your dead self up. We'll sit on the front porch, think about these things. Like how the planets spin, flowers grow. On volcanoes, right up where the burning lava flows. Flowers grow right up where the burning lava flows. Ooh, ooh. Eject the hard drive from my head, load my soul online. Me in 2999. I just wanna see what the world is like. Then you can delete me if you'd like. I bet they'll still be laughing and crying and loving loss. And people will still yearn and hope while others pull the strings. We'll sit on the front porch, think about these things. Like how the planets spin, flowers grow. On volcanoes, right up where the burning lava flows. Flowers grow, right up where the burning lava flows. Right up where the burning lava flows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Dolman, applause, applause, applause.
Thank you
for playing that song live. Volcanoes haben wir gehört. Ein Lied, das noch gar nicht veröffentlicht wurde. Vielleicht ist es im Oktober auf der LP drauf von Ken Dolman. You never know.
Vielleicht.
I think it's a good song. You should put it on the LP.
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
We'll see if it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Wer da abend im Fluxbau vorbeikommen möchte, der muss mich nicht anrufen oder sowas. Der Eintritt ist ja frei. Um 18 Uhr geht's hier los. Die Bergfestparty im Fluxbau. Die Adresse lautet Pfuhlstraße 5. Wer mit den Öffis kommt, wie man so schön sagt, der steigt am Schlesischen Tor aus und hat es von dort aus nicht mehr weit. Es gibt Berliner Pilsner zu trinken. Es gibt tolles Essen und Live-Musik von Ken Dolman, der bei mir im Studio war. Wer noch mehr Musik von ihm haben möchte, der sucht sich die Hashtag Follow Me EP, die kann man im Netz schon finden und herunterladen. Und ansonsten warten wir auf noch mehr Material von Ken Dolman. Thank you for visiting, Ken.
Thank you.
Have a great show tonight and I'll see you again. I think we'll meet again as soon as the LP comes out latest.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Dolman. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.